the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 2 from verse 10. Start from verse 8. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. The subject is virtues impartation. Virtues impartation. And this morning we have three objectives in this study. First of all, we shall understand diverse impartable virtues. Second, we shall understand avenues of impartation. And thirdly, we shall understand the secrets of impartation. Diverse impartable virtues, avenues of impartation, secrets of impartation. It is important to note that the transference of spiritual virtue from one vessel to another is a practical reality. It's real. It's real. The transference of spiritual virtue from one vessel to another, which is what we call impartation, is real. Spiritual virtues impartation happens for the upliftment and enhancement of lives and destinies. The upliftment and the enhancement of lives and destinies. Life's quality, destiny's quality, ministry quality are upgraded, uplifted by the impartation of virtue. We saw this from Moses to Joshua, Elijah to Elisha, Jesus to the disciples. Now, what are the virtues that can be imparted? My study shows that almost any virtue is impartable. Almost any virtue. And I shall enumerate them. What are the things that can be imparted from a carrier to another, from one person to another? Number one, grace. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. Paul the Apostle said, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are all partakers of my grace. What? The grace I carried went on you. Grace means ease. How easy it is for the man to function how he functions comes on you. Grace also means, like we said, speed. The kind of speed with which this guy does his thing comes on you. Grace makes great. The greatness that is on this man literally comes on you. What are the things that can be imparted? Number two, gifts. Romans chapter 1 verse 11. He said, I long to see you that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end you may be established. Spiritual gifts are impartable. The word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, the discerning of spirits, diversities of tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecy, healing gifts, faith, working of miracles, they are impartable. Number three, boldness, audacity, because not everybody have it. Not everybody has it. Acts chapter 4 verse 13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Boldness. Capacity to dare things. People are afraid for you, but you are not afraid for yourself. I heard Archbishop Benson Idahosa had said some years ago, of blessed memory, that people ask him, what is his spiritual gift? He may not be able to tell you so much about his spiritual gift or any gift he carries, but one thing he knows is that he has the gift of boldness. That is, he can face where others are running from. He will say unsayable things. What is too big for mouth to say, he will say it. It's a gift. Am I communicating? So when we speak at times concerning the state of the nation and some things, people are wondering. And the truth of the matter is, like I said, we are not trying to prove anything. If you are a lion, you must roar. And you don't rehearse it. Papa Yenebo said, he listened to one message by A.A. Allen, the Lord killeth and maketh alive. I believe it was in the year of 1976. He said, after he finished listening to that message, his vegetable heart gave way. His chicken heart disappeared. Lion heart was imparted. He was lionized on the spot. That is impartation by transmission. So there is. Many of us are unable to conquer the grounds and the territories where we are because of the lack of audacity. I see it coming upon somebody today. If you are saying amen, say aloud amen. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. So grace is impartable. Gifts, spiritual gifts, boldness. Number four is faith. Faith. Capacity to easily believe God. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
when I call to remembrance
the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois, and in thy mother Eunice, and now it has come on you.
So there was a faith transfer from Eunice to Lois, and from Lois to Timothy. It was a transfer of faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13 said, we also having the same spirit of faith, as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken.
So faith is a spirit, it is transferable.
Making you to easily believe God. Making you to easily comprehend what God is saying. Papa Yedepa said he received the transfer of the spirit of faith from Kenneth Hagin while he sat on the gallery during one of the conventions, and there was a transfer. So faith is transferable. Number five is mantle, or the spirit of the Father. In 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 12 to verse 14, where we read, and Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof, and he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own cloth, and rent them in two pieces. And he took also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back, and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and smote the waters, and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. Verse 15. And when the sons of the prophets which were to view at Jericho saw him, they said, the spirit or the mantle of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. The mantle is the equipment for assignment. It's what makes the man the man. The gift may be one of the things he carries. The mantle is the summary of what he carries. It's number five. It's the mantle. Especially if you are in the same line of assignment. The prophet will give birth to prophets, and apostles will give birth to apostles. Number six, impartable virtue is honor. The honor that is on the carrier, the honor that is on a father, can easily, effortlessly rub on the impartee. Numbers 27 verse 18 to 20. Numbers 27, 18 to 20. And the Lord said unto Moses, take thee Joshua the son of Nun, a man in whom is the spirit, and lay thine hand upon him, and set him before Eleazar the priest, and before all the congregation, and give him a charge in their sight. And thou shalt put some of your honor upon him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient. And he shall stand before Eleazar the priest. You shall put some of your honor upon him. Somebody say amen. That is the honor on the father, effortlessly reflected on the son. How they receive him, they receive you. Somebody met me some time ago, he said, it's in my mind to go and see God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo. But I am aware that if I have seen you, I have seen him. So I want you to do so and so for me. If I have seen you, I have seen him. We were in a meeting together some time ago with Papa Yedepo. This was his seat, and this was my seat. Just side by side. We're enjoying our lives, talking, and in a high-ranking meeting where who and who are present. This is his, this is mine.
If you see him and his father, that the Jew is the same thing. There is somewhere here where they named the street after Bishop David Oyedepo, and another street after Bishop David Abioye. In the same environment, with the same environment in Abuja, here. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? All you need is to be correctly positioned. You don't seek your own honor to get it. Release honor, you receive honor. We live in a generation where children have no regard for fathers. A tiny boy opens a YouTube page or useless channel somewhere. Pastor Adeboye, this is useless. These are people who will never have a future. Both them and their lineage. Forever. Except the children come up by themselves to break themselves free from the liabilities their father left for them. Put on him some of your honor. When we went to Ghana for crusade, our pastors that went ahead of us, the honor they would give us, they gave them before we arrived. What was it? Was it a limousine or what was it? A vehicle that drove on the tarmac to the foot of the plane to pick them from the plane. Not that they came by private jet. Other people who came by themselves, including some people they know, some ministry people that they know, they went to join the queue to enter the big bus and join the queue to go and be. They took them straight to VIP for clearance in immigration, VIP style.
COVID test.
They came to meet them for COVID, came to do everything for them at the VIP and clear them out. The other people were still there. The people didn't know them before. They didn't know them. All they knew is that they came on behalf of us. Where they booked for us in the hotel, 5, 6, or 7-star hotel, is the same place they booked for them. Later on, they told me that the same suit I stayed was where Daddy Oyedepo stayed the last time he came there. The same suit, the same room. I didn't know. And let him put some of your honor. You don't seek honor to get it. You sow honor to get honor. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say the loudest, amen. On our way back from Cameroon crusade, a man called me and he said, we are coming from Chad. I think it was Chad. To Cameroon. And the aircraft, Challenger aircraft, to be flying to Abuja, empty. Can we pick you? Can we pick you? That is the last day of the crusade. Can we pick you? I said, we already have an aircraft waiting for us to pick us. But our team are available. He said, can we pick them? I said, what's the cost implication? He says, zero. Just to pick you. So, the aircraft, Challenger aircraft, they brought that should have picked me. Because we have another aircraft that was picking us, carried our people who were meant to go commercial in style. Where is this guy, Johnson? They were meant to leave on Sunday
because there was no direct flight. Now, because that aircraft was available. Now, Pastor Johnson, who went for an assignment now, who was the one now, he said everybody was looking at him as if he was the owner of the plane. Both the airport officials, everybody, they just treated him because he was the one coordinating about 11 cameramen entered the plane. Music people entered, everybody. Not in their own capacity, but they were connected to an honor. Am I communicating? When we went to Ghana for crusade, somebody said, the plane you people came with is too small. We need to get you a bigger plane. In fact, they said, I shouldn't see you entering that kind of plane next time. Plane, no, private plane. So what do we do? It was already paid for to come. They said, no, let it still come. But then a bigger one will come. The bigger one will pick you, and this one can pick the rest. That was how the people returned back. Do you understand what I'm saying? That was the one that picked all of you, and all of you, just effortlessly. Please don't labor for honor. So honor. So honor. It comes back as a harvest. So what are the things that are transferable? Grace is transferable. Gifts, spiritual gifts are transferable. Boldness is transferable. Faith is transferable. The mantle and the spirit of the Father is transferable. Honor is transferable. Number 7 is wisdom. Wisdom. Deuteronomy chapter 34 verse 9. Deuteronomy 34 verse 9. And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him, as did as the Lord commanded Moses. So wisdom is impartable. How to do things. Coordination, organization. Before God's servant Bishop Oyedepo went into ministry, God asked him that Pastor Iyadeboye should lay hands on him, that he wouldn't have him go as others went, but he should have the spirit of wisdom laid upon him. And if you look at his life today, you see wisdom in all dimensions. How to be running everything at the same time and everything is working. Wisdom is impartable. Isn't this exciting? Because we only thought that it's only fire, I receive fire. No, there are these virtues are individually impartable. Wisdom. This will excite you. Number 8. Mindset. Mindset and heart disposition. I saw it as an impartable virtue. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 8. See what Paul the Apostle said. So being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls. Because you are dear to us. What is that all about? The passion of the heart. The burden of the heart. The state of heart. The Bible says that in what a face answer to face, so the heart of man answers to man. Maybe that's Proverbs 27:19 thereabout. Heart
to heart. Am I communicating? It is like telling a man, you don't know my secret at all until you know my heartbeat for God. It is like asking a man, the way you feel after God, can you impart me? What is it that drives you? I need an impartation of your drive. Am I communicating? That was what one of the things that Ray Abonki did for me. He said, when I asked him to pray for me, he began to pray a prayer I have never heard before. Lord, whatever was in your heart that moved you to send your son to come and die, give him a little of it. Lord, Jesus, whatever was on your heart, how you felt when you saw the world and you hung on the cross dying, give him a little of it. To me, it is like, you gave me a little of that. That's why I preach like I preach. That is why I run like I run. That is why I do all the crusades like I do. Give him also a little of it. It's like saying, don't give me the body of the vehicle, give me the engine. I will look for the body. Give me what drives you. You know, my wife has done that for me one time, where she brought all our children. After observing me for a long time, she said, sir, I want you to lay hands on these children. Let God put in their heart the kind of heart he gave you. You know, if you are not a Christian, your wife will know. She's the number one person to know. So, this one to me is very critical. Don't just let me connect your prosperity. Let me connect your mentality. Let me connect what is inside you, your drive. Many years ago, somebody raised an offering for me in church. It was on my birthday. And it fell on a Sunday and he came and preached. And they raised and said, pastor has been a blessing to us. Can we all raise offering? And they rose offering. Big money at that time. This would be like over 20 years ago. 22 years ago. They rose almost 700,000 of 22 years ago. On a Sunday morning. Now, I was embarrassed because I didn't call him to raise offering. I called him. I've never called anybody to raise offering. I called him to preach and he raised the offering. And it will look like maybe I connived with him so that he can come and tell the church people to give me money. So I said, church, I want to say three things. One, what the man has done is scriptural, because the Bible says, if your pastor blesses you, you should bless him. Number two, but I didn't ask him to do it. And number three, I don't need the money. I give it back to the church. 700,000 like that. 22 years ago, it was like 695, almost 700. Our accountant treasurer at that time, after the service, he came on his knees. He says, sir, pray for me. I need this kind of heart towards money. He was a banker. He's in the UK now, pastoring one of the locations. He said, I need this kind of heart towards money. Do you know what he said? The one that belongs to the church, you don't touch it. Now, the one that they have legally raised for you, you have still released it back to the church. What kind of thing is this? He was very concerned. So that is what Paul the Apostle is saying. What drives me, I want to impart it. You know what he said? Because I love you people so much, you are dear to our soul. I don't just want to lay gifts on you. I want to lay my heart. I want to put inside you my drive. So being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you, not the gospel of God only, but our own souls, because you are dear unto us. Lord, what is it that drives this man? What occupies his mind? How does he think? I need an impartation. That was number nine. Number eight. Number nine is healing virtue. Healing virtue. That is where a person who carries healing grace releases it for the healing of another. This is more like God has placed in me a grace to heal people, and I want to release the grace for your healing to happen. Am I communicating? This is different from receiving the gift of healing from a person who carries the gift of healing. This is receiving the virtue of healing for the healing to take place in your body. That was what happened to the woman with the issue of blood. Mark chapter 5 from verse 25. And all the way to verse. A certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. And when had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had. And was nothing better but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straight away the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And then Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and seest thou who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. So virtue is gone. That's healing virtue. That can happen. And if you are here this morning and there is a lingering affliction in your body, sickle cell anemia, hepatitis, HIV, diabetes, hypertension, whatever it is that is lingering in your body, in the name of Jesus, it shall be cursed to its root. In Jesus' name. Then number 10 is the blessing. It's impartable. The blessing. In Genesis chapter 27 from verse 1, the Bible speaking, and it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, that so that he could not see, he called Esau his eldest son and said unto him, my son. And he said unto him, behold, here am I. And he said, behold, now I am old, I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver and thy bow, and go out to the field and take me some venison and savory meat such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die. So blessings are impartable. Abraham blessed Isaac. Isaac blessed Jacob. Jacob blessed his children. Even the priest, on this wise shall the priest bless the people. Numbers chapter 6 from verse 24. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. From verse 23 rather. And give you peace. So the blessing. When you come to the lineage that God has placed us spiritually, it goes all the way back. Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Copeland, Archbishop Idahosa, that lineage. You just see abundance like water. You just see resources flow. Just see things effortlessly. Effortlessly. Road construction is going on there. Building constructions are going on there. Things are just happening here and there, just effortlessly. Because there is a blessing that is resident. On this line, we don't borrow, we don't beg. Bank loan is not something that is negotiable in this line. It's non-negotiable.
Remember when the Area 1 church construction was going on? The bank came and was promising to give us 10 million at that time. 10. To help us to finish the office side, the tower.
Nothing. In exchange for that, they will come. I don't want to tell you what they said.
In 2007, when we went to Abuja Stadium for Crusade, Ron Kenoly came. A bank came and said they want to partner with us. So I said, what is the partnership all about? They said they will give us some money. How much? Was it 4 million? At that time. And what do we do for you? Oh, those big screens at the stadium, they will just advertise their bank on it. Throughout the night vigil. And you know the meaning of that? Everybody, they will take the glory for what happened there. For bringing 4 million. The stadium at that time, I think it was 5 million. You pay caution deposit. Altogether, 10 million. 70. And then they'll be advertising themselves and their bank. And everybody will think that that is the bank that is behind this church. You know, till today, people are still wondering who is behind this church. Who gave them money? How did? Where? How? They have all manner of hypotheses. Postulations.
Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Somebody say amen at the top of your voice.
I was invited for presidential pilgrimage in Israel, where I preached to the president at that time and many governors and so on. I flew all the way going there and flew back to attend church and so on. And when we came back, they were talking about when can we see you for honorarium? I said, I don't receive honorarium from government. I can't. Zero, CC. Couldn't exchange hands. Zero, CC. Hallelujah.
When the construction of this project was on, somebody who was the head of a parastatal brought a check and said they want to sow, their parastatal want to sow into the project. So what are you talking about? Is this a government project? So a check should be cleared into this account from a parastatal into this church. That devil is a bastard.
No. That can be obtainable anywhere else, but not here.
We have too much of resident blessing. We don't want to corrupt our blessing. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say amen at the top of your voice.
Lift your right hand and say, Father, today I connect the blessing available. I connect with the virtues available.
All the virtues mentioned today, which one do you want out of it? May it be so. It shall be so for you.
What are the avenues of impartation? Very, very quickly. Instruction in the word. Instruction in the word. As he spoke to me, the Spirit entered. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 2. Instruction in the word. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11. As they went on and talked, then the chariot of fire came. The person whose voice you hear is the person whose virtue you can connect. The person whose voice you hear consistently is the person whose virtue you can connect. There are people who want to connect the virtue without hearing the voice.
instruction in the word. Number two, association with the carrier. Covenant association with the carrier. Not just mere association. This means, like we have heard over and over, the heart-to-heart connectivity. And also means being in the physical vicinity like this. The mantle did not fall for Elisha at a distance. There are things that may fall from a distance, but there are things that require proximity. Being there. They had been with Jesus. Acts chapter 4 and in verse 13. They had been with Jesus. Being with Jesus caused something to drop and rub off on them. 2 Kings 2:11. As they went on, they were together when the mantle fell. That is the purpose of sitting in a conference like this. As against just watching on television. Watching on television is good. And especially also when we are gathered together like this in various of our locations, the effect is similar. But when you left your church or your work or the things you are doing to sit down like this, you are not a fool. You are within an anointed atmosphere. You are within a feelable, tangible materiality, substantiality. There are things that can be taught. You can listen to that from television, but there are things that can be caught. You just catch it. You know, the mantle that dropped, Elisha was where he could take it. Somebody say a loud amen. This is very important. Number three is observation. If you can see me when I am taken, 2 Kings 2:10. Your eyes are glued. Papa Yedeko said his eyes were glued to Kenan Hagin while he preached on that day that the mantle fell on him. That's why you should not allow anybody inside church to distract you with questions. And don't allow your phone to distract you. Fixed. Whenever you come for a service, for example, ensure that you are there for that purpose. Any other purpose can happen later. Even the testimony taken can drop you an impartation. The praise worship session can drop on you an impartation. The dancing and the celebration can drop on you. And don't ever be tempted to be doing other things. Oh, okay, these are all the other unimportant things. I am waiting for the word. It's an error. Somebody say amen. And those who are expert in asking people questions when service is on, please assist them. Pardon them so they can receive something. Okay. What did he just say now? Can you show me? Let me see. Now, if you do that once or twice, it may be okay. But if you do that like 100 times in one message, you almost destroy the other person's attention. Observation. I think it was Lamentation 3 and in verse 51 that says that my heart, my eyes affects my heart. What my eyes see translates into what happens in my heart. Very, very important. Number four is transmission by contact. This is the one most people want. But this may not happen all the time. Where hands are laid on you physically. It may not happen all the time, but this is a major way of impartation. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and in verse 14. He said, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy,
with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. By the laying on of the hands, some things can drop. Joshua, filled with wisdom because Moses laid hands on him. Very, very important. Transmission by contact. And then number five, transmission by the oil. By the oil. This is what we mostly do in this kind of conferences. Transmission by the oil. 1 Samuel 16:13, where Samuel poured the oil, took the horn of oil, and anointed David in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward. 1 Samuel 10:1 also, we saw how Samuel took the vial of oil and poured upon the head of Saul, and something happened to him. Something is happening to somebody here today. If you are that person, say the loudest amen. What are the secrets of impartation? How do you receive it? There are many things, but we don't want to repeat most of the things we say, we have said previously. But three things I will say quickly. Number one is desperate desire. Desperate desire for definite virtues. Desperate desire. What do you want me to do for you before I am taken away from you? 2 Kings chapter 2 from verse 8, 9 all the way to verse 12. Verse 9. Yes, from verse 9 all the way to verse 12. Elijah was asking Elisha. Desperate desire for definite virtues. The desire must be desperate enough. Desperate. Desire that is stronger than desire for food. That is number one. Number two is rugged faith to receive. Rugged. You don't just desire it. It's a matter of you made up your mind that whatever happens, you must get it. Whatever happens, I must get it. That was what Elisha did. Verse 12. When Elisha went to heaven. Elijah went to heaven. Elisha cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes. He's asking for double portion. He has not seen the mantle of Elijah that is landing. He took hold of his own cloth first. If Elijah did not drop it, then this cloth will represent the mantle. One portion, second portion. He tore it into two. That is brutal faith. That is, whatever happens, I am going away from here with something. I cannot return back to the sons of the prophets who saw me in Gilgal and saw me in Jericho and saw me at Bethel and return back to them and say I received nothing. Hello? Do you want to return back to Chicago and told them you received nothing? Or return back to Benin like the other guy or Asaba? Where they are telling you, what are you people going to do there all the time? Spending transport money. A pastor was telling me, spending transport money and transporting yourself all the time. Don't you have spiritual father in this city? Is there nobody in this city that can pastor you? Wasting your money, wasting your time, wasting your resources. One pastor was telling me the other day, wasting your time, and then say you are going for conference in Abuja. He said recently, the same people say, please, when is the next conference? When is the next one? Oh, by reason of what they see, by reason of the lives of the men, by reason of the explosion in church, when is the next conference? Do you understand? It's not possible for you to return back and say, I received nothing. Elijah was too desperate. I already crossed the River Jordan, and the River Jordan has closed, and I am on the other side. If I don't return the mantle, receive the mantle, how do I cross back?
How do I cross back? How do I cross back? There is somebody seated here today. You are returning back with something substantial. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. If you believe you are returning back with something substantial, shout the loudest amen. Say after me, say in the name of Jesus, whether the devil likes it or not, I am returning back with something. Something definite. Something substantial. Something tangible. Take your seat at number 3. What is the secret? Is the decision to bring glory to God. With mantle or with impartation received. The decision to bring glory to God. You are not trying to receive what you will pose with. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee. And he manifested forth his glory. John chapter 2 verse 11. I received wisdom from an elderly Methodist minister. He was 80 years old at that time. Over 80 years, going to 90 years. He came into the city of Abuja, branch through my office. Very humble man. We're talking about, and he believed in miracles. He believed in the power of God. And we're talking about how some miracles happen and some don't happen. And he said, you know, Pastor, any miracle that will not bring God glory will not happen. It was a revelation. It was a revelation of an old minister. Any miracle, any result that will not bring God glory will not happen. And many times, any result that will destroy the man who carries the result may not happen. Out of love for the person. So, it is the passion. I am not receiving this thing to make a name. I want to chase the devil back to hell. I don't want to live in a generation where the devil is more popular than God. Today, something is coming upon somebody. Who is that person that is receiving a fresh mantle? Maybe you are not the one. Who is the person that is receiving fresh grace? Diverse spiritual gifts. Who is that person receiving that? What of the person that is about to connect the gift of boldness? Boldness and audacity to fulfill your destiny. What about the gift of faith? Rugged faith, brutal faith. What of the spirit and the mantle of the Father? Who is receiving that? Who is receiving a new level of honor and dignity? Honor in ministry, dignity. What about wisdom, strategy, being strategic? What about the heart? And the driving force, healing virtue for anything that needs to be healed in your body. And the blessing, where you don't know what it means to beg, you don't know what it means to borrow. Anybody like that here? Lift up your hands and let's give God the praise. As you get set to receive something. Touch me with your hands, oh Lord. Touch me with your hands, oh Lord. Touch me with your hands, Lion of Judah. Touch me with your hands, oh Lord. Please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hand. Oh Lord, please don't let me go the way. Boy, I came today. Touch me with your hand. Oh, Lord. Oh. Ekwe kwaloko. Kambiro tuawela. Netunu makadi. Akadi. Ekwe kwalaka. Kambiro tuawela. Netunu makadi. Akadi. Please don't let me go. The way I came today, touch me with your hand. Oh, please don't let me go. The way I came today, touch me with your hand. Oh, please don't let me go the way I came today. Oh, please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hand. Oh, Lord.
Please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hand.
Oh Lord, please don't let me go. I care today. Talk to me in your head. Oh, take your seat for a minute. Just to take this out of the way. One of the major impartations, among others, like we said earlier on, that God will do today is financial impartation. Financial impartation. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 1 all the way to verse 3. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have hold. To subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee, and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, and cut in sunder the bars of iron. So I can give to you the treasures of darkness, and the hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. Somebody say amen. There are treasures that are under the cover of darkness. There are resources. I want somebody to receive something today. You know, the man who got that instrument for transmitting messages and any other such communication to people at distant places. He was in the service and received it. There are treasures under the cover of darkness. The forces of darkness cover them. That God said, I am releasing the power to break those dark forces and release to you. And they are happening right now. Also, there are hidden riches of secret places. You know the meaning of that? Everybody is struggling, oil and gas, banking and finance, this and that. God is saying, there are riches that people have not found. There are realms of wealth that people have no idea about. Something that will turn you into a financial generational wonder that is not known yet. Not hid from us. Hid from the world, but hid for us. Do you know the meaning of hid for you? Not hid from us, but hid for us. Kept for us. So that wrong people don't access them. That is what God is about to do for us. But there are conditions. Let me itemize 5-6 conditions very quickly that will make you access this kind of wealth. Number one is the God-first lifestyle. Everything about you is God first. Your friends know that in your life, God is first. Church is first. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The God first lifestyle. Number two, financial integrity, like we just heard. Where what is not yours will not by mistake enter into your portion. If you want to be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that bring forth fruit in its season, Psalm 1:1-3, then you will not stand in the way of sinners. You won't sit in the seat of the scornful. You won't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. You will be like Job. In Job 1:1-3, who refused to be crooked in any way. Number three is strong kingdom vision. Where as far as you are concerned, the only reason why money will enter your hands is to spread his cities, his kingdom in the earth. As in Zechariah 1:17. Like in Psalm 122:9, NIV version. I will seek your prosperity because of your city. Strong. You are thinking in terms of how many churches to build. One man said to me some time ago, I'm expecting money in 8 zeros. 9-figure money. If it comes, I want to put all of it in this construction. He was prayed for. The money came. Did I say 9-figure? No. 8 zeros. Okay, yes, that's 9. Within months, the money came. 3 months at the most. And all of it went into this structure. Kingdom vision.
Somebody said, I'm expecting money in 9 zeros. And I want to push all of it into the crusades.
That is thinking in terms of kingdom. No devil stops it from happening. Strong kingdom vision.
Number 4
is the avoidance of anti-covenant practices. Anti-covenant practices. What are those? Begging.
Making yourself look irresponsible and pitiable before men. Abraham said, I lifted up my hand that I will not take one shred or shoe lashet from you
in case you say I made Abraham rich. Genesis chapter 14 from verse 21. Anti-covenant practices.
And the king of Sodom said unto Abraham, give me the persons and take the goods to thyself. And Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread, even to a shoe lashet, that I will not take anything that is thine, in case you say, I have made Abraham rich. I'm not a beggar.
When they even wanted to give him burial ground free of charge, he said, no, no, no. I don't want to get anything from pity. I get things by favor. I don't.
Tell me the price, I'll pay for it.
Anti-covenant practices of begging, borrowing.
Proverbs chapter 22 and in verse 7. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower remains the servant of the lender. And God said, thou shalt not be the servants of men.
Don't enjoy the borrower's lifestyle. A billionaire sent me to tell you. He gave me a call within this conference, and I said, we're in the midst of a convention, and we're talking about a particular situation he had. And he said, please tell the people of God they should never play with borrowing from the bank. To one. Yes, one. Yes. Before he borrowed, it was worth up to $1 billion. Before he borrowed.
He didn't need to borrow. He said, I don't even know why I borrowed. That's what he said.
Now they are trying to see how they can forget about the interest first and service the main money. Let's restructure the loan. It will never be up. Don't play with it. Whatever God can give you, you don't need it.
Whatever God can do for you, let it remain undone. Wherever God can take you, may you not go there.
The Lord God is sun and shield. He will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold. Psalm 84 verse 11. No, if he's withholding it, it's not good for now. If he's withholding it, it means it's not good enough for now yet. One of the other guys said, he has never borrowed from a bank, and he will never borrow from a bank. Die hard son of our Father in the Lord, Pastor Bishop David Oyedepo, he's been there for almost 20 years or more. See, he will never. He has enough of his own money to start any job anytime. He's flying like, just fly. He's the one asking for help. Constructions and projects in 34 states out of 36. Is anybody hearing anything at all? You will not. And you will not. The people we are going to borrow from very soon will own the same thing they are borrowing others. I prophesy bank owners out of the body of Christ. Genuine born again believers out of this house. Out of the body. That will do it well. 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 I was talking to one of them the other day. Started a bank, big bank. And I said, born again, fire for God. And I said, it is your type that God has been looking for to commit resources into their hands. And I want you to do it well. Do it well. Born again, child of God, firebrand. Stepped into that realm. Hallelujah. He was the one that gave the offering the other day. And then the bank said the check could not clear. And he texted me the account balance in 9-figure. That if the bank said he cannot clear, he will close the account now. The bank apologized on the spot that there was a technical problem. God is raising people. But please, every time you are begging and borrowing, you have declared that God is insufficient. It's a statement. You are telling God you are not enough for me. I have an alternative to you. It is both anti-covenant and anti-faith. I have an alternative. There's a way I can do it minus you, Lord. That was number 5. The avoidance of anti-covenant practices. Number 5 is active kingdom service. Never be rich enough to the point where you cannot serve your God. Active kingdom service. You shall bless the Lord your God. And he shall bless your... You shall serve the Lord your God. And he shall bless your bread and your water. Be a billionaire and still be an usher. Be a billionaire and still be in the choir. Be a billionaire and still be a sanctuary cleaner. One guy in the sanctuary cleaning department got a job whose value is in euros and dollars. Plenty. They are looking for him from other countries to do the same work. Effortlessly, neatly. I'm not sure whether he himself knows the quantity of what that job is. Because he's to deliver and they are to pay him commission for his delivery. And this is it. Some people say, can we give you $12 million so you can involve us in the project? That's for a start. He said, hold your money first. He's still cleaning in church. Clean toilet. How much you have made? that you can no longer, you can't even shake hands with anybody. You are too big to be an usher. The other guy who said he does not take bank loan, he won't borrow from anybody. Who brought the document? He doesn't worship here. He brought the document, the one I told you. Brought the document of a project of 120 something billion. That one is an usher in his church. His wife is in the choir. Active. This is what God is looking for now. Don't let money turn you to an executive Christian. Still remain humble enough. See, one thing I like the most is when people see you and they ignore you and don't think you are anything until they realize later. It's very sweet. I used to enjoy it. You're just moving simply. You see, there is power in simplicity. There is power in humility. You're just there. It's very entertaining. You're all like that. So, how are you? There is one driver I used to have in those days. He was very big, fat, but I was very slim, tiny. I am bigger now than them. I used to enjoy it. When they see him, they say, "Good morning, sir." And then they see me, they say, "How are you?" I enjoy it. It was like I was the man's boy. And I used to like it. He doesn't like it, but I enjoy it. Okay, good morning, sir. And then they see his servant behind him, say, "How are you?" "I'm okay. Whatever you have said, how you said it doesn't move me. It didn't reduce me. I even enjoy it." Hallelujah. This is lacking in the body of Christ. Those that God wants to make are plenty, but those who are serving are few. They are very few. Active kingdom service. Number 6, existence as a generational blessing. I will bless you and you shall be a blessing. I will bless you and you shall be a blessing. I will bless you. And you shall be a blessing. I will bless you. And you shall be a blessing. I will bless you. And you shall be a blessing. I will bless you. And you shall be a blessing. How many lives will God pass through you to touch if you are blessed? It determines how blessed you can become. Finally, number 7 is active covenant practice. As long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest. Summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Active covenant practice. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Do you know that the grace of prosperity answers to the act of generosity towards God? The grace for prosperity. It's right in the scripture, very direct. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 to 8 is direct. The link is direct. But as I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he who soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. And having given like that, now every man according as he proposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Boom! Then you step into grace. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you. What kind of grace is that? The grace that will cause you to have all sufficiency. Always having all sufficiency in all things.
Is there anything that is more direct than this? Having always.
So tautological, too much repetition.
Always. Having all sufficiency. All things. Every good work. That is anyone, if you don't catch anyone, catch one. You can always have all sufficiency in all things. May abound to every good work.
Stand up on your feet.
That is, in no way are you stranded. In no way are you lacking. In no way are you suffering. In no way are you looking for things.
But he said, this, the beginning point. Don't let pastor beg you for tithe. No. Be eager. Be itchy. Be itchy. Be eager. Let it. My most exciting checks to sign is tithe check, offering checks, giving checks. My next exciting check to tithe is children, family welfare. Just like this.
Exciting, just very exciting.
Beloved, God will open your eyes and you will see. Lift up your hands now and begin to receive from the Lord everything you need to receive.
Bring your oil nearby, oil bottles. And let me tell you, we have had such a download in this conference. God moves you. To make a physical release as it pertains to your giving, as it pertains to your trust in God for financial release, go ahead and do so. Lift up your hands and let's appreciate God. Father, I am here for the diverse mantles that I will receive. Speak to God.
Because you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great.
Lift up the oil if you have.
You are great. You're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles.
There are those this morning who are in need of surrender to Jesus today. I want you to quickly come forward and receive your own impartation right in the front here. You are in need of surrender to Jesus, in need of forgiveness for your sins. You can come with your oil, come with everything you have. Be on your way coming as the rest of us receive this declaration. Everybody receive this declaration. I speak into this oil today that transmission of virtue by the oil will happen through this oil. Grace is speed be released through this oil. The gifts of the Spirit that is needed by your life, I declare, be released by the anointing. Boldness and audacity of faith. Faith. Apostolic and prophetic mantle. Teaching mantle. Pastoral mantle, evangelistic mantle, whatever is the mantle that you desire, the honor, wisdom for life, for destiny, for ministry, the correct mindset, the heart disposition, healing virtue for everyone in need of physical healing, and the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. I decree that it be passed through this anointing. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. A new level of financial mantle. A new level of supernatural supply. A new level of abundance. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. So shall it be. Take a little of it in your hands.
Oh, I need you. I need you. Lift up your hands now. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I call to thee. Oh, I need thee. Oh, I need thee.
At a count of seven, I'll go up to 10, representing each of those virtues mentioned, and then one more representing the financial month. By the time I finish counting, you place your hand on your head and scream, I receive, and blast in tongues. Diverse visitations and encounters will happen in the name of Jesus. If you need your sins forgiven, you need a bondage or an addiction broken, I'll still want you to step forward. An addiction or a bondage broken, I'll still want you to step forward. Smoking, drinking, lying, cheating, duping, fraud, gambling, masturbation, lesbianism, prostitution, whatever it is, you want it broken, still come forward. And let us pray in agreement with you at the altar here. Are you ready? While I give the count, you can be on your way forward sharp. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Are you ready? Again. You scream, I receive at the top of your voice like desperate. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I receive that judgmental mantle. I receive. I receive. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. I receive. 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 Yeah, 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 yeah,
fresh gifts. Boldness. Hey! Prophetic and apostolic mantle of judgment and fire. Honor. Wisdom. The right mindset and heart. I receive healing virtue. I receive the blessing. I receive financial prosperity mantle. Mantle for financial supplies. I receive.
Precious name. Lift your hands and give him the praise. Something just happened. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Just go ahead and thank him. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Something happened. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Something happened.
Something.
Something happened.
It happened. And now I know
it touched me.
And made me
whole.
I welcome everyone here this morning again. And I congratulate you for 5 hours in His presence. Something drastic, something massive, something impactful has happened. You didn't know it is 5 hours. Just oil in your hand, anoint your household. Your household. Your household. It's a reason for that. For a transference of the same grace. And also a seal of preservation in this season. Anoint your workplace, anoint your office, anoint the ministry place, and everything around you. Anoint the city. Let the dominance of God overwhelm that land